Welcome back inside the cave. Jeff Bowman, John Roberts with you here. Heading down the home stretch on a Monday morning.
So the 96.5 The Cave Pigskin Pick'ems.
Yes.
Sponsored
week
by
Week 1 done.
O'Connor and Sons Floor Covering. Week 1 in the books. And we had one, Michelle, over on Hotmail. She got all of them correct. She was 9-0.
9-0.
And then
week one.
Yes.
She's our winner
right
this week.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 at 8-1. And one of the 8-1ers missed on the Tecumseh Grass Lake game.
Yes, they picked Grass Lake.
One of them picked Springport over Addison.
Correct.
And then the other four that missed took Ithaca
over Hudson. And but they got all the rest right.
Yep.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Am I counting that right? 6 at 8-1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep.
So 6 people finished 8-1. We had 1, 9-0. We got probably close to 10, 7-2s.
And one of them was our own Ian Wendt.
He's the leader on the staff picks.
That's right.
After week one.
There was a lot of 6 and 3s.
Yep. That was probably the most common record.
Yep, 5 and 4, 4 and 5.
I believe you and Pat are in there at 6 and 3.
Let me scroll down here.
And Andrew.
Yes.
Andrew Morton, you, Pat.
No, Pat's at 5 and 4.
Oh, Pat's at 5 and 4?
Yep.
Oh, I thought JK and I were the only ones at 5 and 4.
No.
No, Pat's down there at 5 and 4 too. So it must
There's only 3 at 5 and 2 at 5 and 4.
Where's JK?
JK's at 6 and 3.
Okay, so he's at 6 and 3. It's Pat and I that are 5 and 4.
Yep.
Okay.
All yeah, right. Ian, the only one Ian missed on the Blissfield, Whiteford and Tecumseh.
Yep.
And who you had? You picked Ithaca, Onsted.
I did.
Quincy,
I did
Blissfield.
My student teaching at Ithaca, so I thought maybe.
Well, I picked Ithaca as well.
Yeah.
And I thought Onsted would get him, and I thought Blissfield. I did have the Tecumseh one, right?
I was one of the few that picked Quincy. I just thought being at home, new head coach on the road.
Me and you are the only ones that picked Tecumseh.
Yes. Yes.
That was a good win for them.
Yeah. Real good win for them.
Anytime you can win
games.
I
said, I think they're going to be sneaky good this year.
Well, they had some young guys last year that earned a lot of playing time.
That's my team. That's my dark horse to be one of the better teams in Lenawee County.
I think so as well. But it's funny. I know the guys yesterday talked with Dan Rogers. I didn't hear the interview. I was out on the golf course. But I know when I talked to Dan Rogers on Friday, I said, you just woke up the state of Michigan on Hudson football
again. A little bit, yeah. Because Ithaca, traditionally strong.
Yeah. I mean, they've lost 10 games since 09?
Right. So we're assuming they're strong again this year.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would think they're not going to fall that far.
You wouldn't think. I mean.
But Hudson, boy, and it was funny because Dan said, our kids were a little miffed that early on, nobody's talking about them at all, even though they had a decent year last year.
Decent.
Only lost a couple players, and that they thought maybe they should be in
a little more in
at
the
least
conversation.
In some conversations.
Sure.
And he said, hey, don't get too bummed that you're not in the conversation, and don't get too high that all of a sudden you're going to be in a lot of conversations.
Correct.
Now you're at the point where
the bullseye shifted a little bit.
You need to prove to some people that start talking about you why they deserve to talk about you.
Right.
They
got a non-conference. You
got a schedule over there somewhere. Because the big thing is week three, Clinton.
Too far away. I'll find it on my.
Clinton's got River Gabriel Richard next week.
Yes.
The last time they played was in the playoffs and they beat Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
But week three in here. I mean, it's going to be on the cave on the 1st of, or the 10th, I'm sorry, is we got Clinton and
Hudson
scheduled
there. Week 3.
Yeah.
Hudson has Erie Mason this week.
Okay. Who former. They lost quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Former LCAA school.
Yes.
Now in the TCC. So that's another non-conference game for Hudson this week.
But it was some interesting. So where I had some stats for this. So only John Kane picked Whiteford over Blissfield on the staff, but the vote was split 50-50 in the whole picks.
Right. That was I think people really. I made the comment to some people that were down their way. You know, I think Whiteford might be a lot better than
yeah,
what we thought they might be.
They were a young team last year too. They weren't as good last year. I mean, they kind of lost some people.
Yeah.
They had to retool some last year.
Yep. And I think Blissfield is one of those teams that will get better as the season goes on.
Yeah.
They lost a lot. I mean, they lost a core of that team in those seniors last year.
Right.
So, but they'll get better, I think, as the season goes on. They had some kids that, you know, a little more experience, a little more coaching. They're gonna be all right. So don't hang your heads just yet, Blissfield.
Well, the most lopsided of all voting on week one is Sand Creek over Quincy.
Yeah.
Was a 93% vote for Sand Creek to win that.
I was one of the few that took Quincy, like I said. You know, I just thought they're home, a new coach for Sand Creek. And my neighbor, he coaches at Sand Creek. I'm going to have to hang my head in shame in the neighborhood. I might be back on the creek this week.
Yeah, I think Coach Spicer has a lot to work with over there. And, you know, he said he tweaked some things from what they did in the past.
Yes.
You know, they've learned that, and they know what it is. And, you know, why mix something up that's kind of unique and works well?
Sure. It's hard to prepare for when you only got a few days to prepare for it.
Right.
And, I mean, now, it'll be interesting to see how that goes when...
Well, they play some TCC teams. They're used to it now.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that, is once they get in the league, teams have some more film on them, you know, or some schemes that they've used that have been somewhat successful. And so that's where the wrinkles that he's added are going to come into play. And,
right.
You know, each week you got to add a little something, tweak a little something, because, you know, the other guys on the other sideline, they're not totally clueless. I mean, sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
You're a little better coaching staff than the other guys, and you got better players, but not always. So you got to have those wrinkles ready.
And only Ian was
7-2.
So
Ian went.
There was only seven people above him, as far as our listeners go.
Yeah.
So it's fun. You'll get an email tomorrow if you've already been in on it.
But you can still get in.
Oh, yeah, you can still get in. I mean, we're going to tally everybody at the end, you know. So, like Michelle that won it, she's 9-0 right now, so she's got a 9-game head start. But if she has a bad week and you have a good week, even if you don't start week one.
You could go 9-0, and she's 3-6 the next week.
Well, and the thing is, and how many we got this week? We got actually more because we got four college games.
Yeah, because we add the colleges and now some of the high schools play.
Right.
So I think we got like 12 or 13 games.
Again, this hour has been sponsored by Iad Insurance with locations in Blissfield, Petersburg, and Lambertville. You won't get thrown into a push-button voicemail system. Personalized services, how they do business at Iad Insurance.
All right, we're out of here for today. Odd Couple tomorrow. Saints Sports Weekly with you tonight.
Tonight at 6.
Coach Matt Cohn, 6 o'clock. Yeah. All right. You have a good Monday.